So anyhow, Friday at 2, Tuesday at 3, Wednesday at 4, and whatever else might happen right here on WMFO in Medford.
Started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Slow it down some, no split clown bum, your gold hit sound dumb, hold it now, crown them, where you found them at, got them round town, coulda drowned in it, woulda floated, bloated, voted, sugar coated, loaded, hip shooter, draw for the poor, free, coffee at the banks, hit through the straw, none more for me, thanks, that blanks the roar, that dank sure stank lit, sank past the pit for more hardcore prank spit, crank it on blast, roll past Front Street, blew the whole spot like some old ass with skunk meat, these kids is too fast, juiced off a junk tree, who could get looser off a crunk or a funk beat?
Something is starting today. Where did it go? Why you want it to be where you know November has come and it's gone away. Something is starting today.
Like a spigot, my guess is yes you can, like can I kick it, wicked, lick a shot, if you happy and you know it, as you clap your hands to the thick snot of a poet flowing, broken pen and I'm in, cold hymen, dope or rhyming, more worth it than the whole diamond, acquired off the black market, a wire tapping, couldn't target, a jar spit, the rapid fire spark lit, zit. A rapper bug zapper, and it don't matter after if there's a thug or dapper. Plug your trap or it's maximum exposure. The beast got family members asking them for closure. Send them a gun and tell them clean it. Then go get the nun who said her son didn't mean it. She wore a filled in thong or billabong and said, nah, for real, I'm a gorilla, I'm a gorilla, John.
Something is starting today. Where did it go? Why you want it to be where you know November has come?
After midnight, I'll pump you down. Enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad,
You're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Twas night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When to my wandering eyes should appear a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick. And I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called some by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Dunder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up the housetop the coursers they flew, with sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked just like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings, and then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney he rose. He sprang to a sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of the thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night!"
Thank you.
can't resist the beauty of the disarray. My memory of this will forever exist. I have one wish, that you could be the man you were when I was 26. Nothing broken to fix. Well, I got to sleep late last night. I don't think my therapist's right. I got to sleep late last night. I don't think my therapist's right. Now I'm torn, torn, torn. Admit the ride was often fun at times, but I refused to sit. Then I reconsidered it. Will you desist? The beauty of security is impossible to miss. A heartbreaking twist. Oh, I got to sleep late last night. I don't think my manager's right. I got to sleep late last night. I don't think my manager's right. Oh, I'm torn, torn.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Christmas party. Runs through my blood. Well, my tongue was in love, but my heart was left above. I've got to be leaving now. I thought I'd never be shut down. But girl, I'm black and blue, so bitter down to you. Well, I'd be turned down in blue. Don't break away. I waste away. Don't break away. Lay me out across the grave. Hours I should have kept her, babe. Well, I had no chance to get away. I can't escape my own escape. Even more when it's sweet to the taste. Restless lead sense astray. I look up and seek for fate. I would go, just lean over and say, who laid me down? Who pulled me out? Who take my crown again? Who she's submerged in doubt? Wait, I'll make my last request. See, this could be the best. By blue, I need to rest. See, I've been broken down. So much has lost it now. I just stop and say, girl, ooh, don't you worry about a thing.
Hey, this is Tim Blaine. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Get a look at me.
Yes, I saw her. Her spiraled hair. And I could see. Rain's gonna fall, wash away the life I'm leaving.